Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Santa Claus here wishes your many listeners at the Way Back with Johnny a very Merry Christmas in July.
Isn't it a shame that Christmas comes but once a year?
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
Morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, and for today, our first official Christmas in July, celebrating 100% all Christmas music. Yes, I know it's summertime, but it's a great time to cool ourselves off with some favorites. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane into those snow-covered hills and those festive season of Christmas as we celebrate Christmas in July 2025 here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherox.com. Welcome in, friends, and yes, Merry Christmas in July, one and all.
And he'll be all right, sporting a tan as he rides out of sight.
Morning, friends and listeners, Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, and I would like to welcome y'all into this weekend's very special edition of Way Back with Johnny Woodlock. Coming to you, as we always do, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. I would also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, but also the historic airwaves at CFRC 119 FM from the heart of the limestone city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. We can also be heard on our web home at www.osherox.com in the good old Durham County of Ontario, as well as where it is uploaded weekly at YouTube, at my YouTube channel at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube. And you can find that anytime by searching our channel on YouTube. With that all mentioned, I would like to invite y'all into a very festive but also out of season edition of the Way Back with Johnny show, which is, I believe, to be our first official Christmas in July program. I know I have played Christmas songs throughout the year before, and also during the July month, but today's program will be entirely 100% based around the Yuletide favorites that we all know and love from the Christmas collection of country music. Today, if your thing is not Christmas in July, then I strongly recommend that you change the channel. Otherwise, you're in for a treat as we try to cool ourselves down on this summer day. With that, I would also like to share with you, my listeners, that we are going to open today's program with a song called Simply Christmas in July, which I found on YouTube. I should mention that I can't locate the name of this singer, but it is a great song and very much associated with our topic of today. And then we'll follow that with hearing an all-time immortal green Christmas classic by none other than the King of the Crooners, Bing Crosby, and his all-time Hawaiian Christmas song called Mele Kalikimaka. And I know I just butchered that, but I would like to welcome y'all into the Way Back with Johnny here this morning. Welcome in, friends, and yes, Merry Christmas in July.
It's Christmas in July, the sun is shining bright, everyone's feeling merry, the stars are out at night. Decorations are up with tinsel and lights, singing carols by the fire under the moonlight. Stockings are hung by the palm trees with care, children laughing and playing without a single care. Sandcastles instead of snowmen, the beach is our winterland. With ice cream in hand, we're all feeling grand. Even though it's hot outside, the spirit's in the air, bringing joy and love no matter when or where. Christmas in July, on this special day, we gather together to sing and to pray, grateful for the memories that we've made.
Christmas in July never to fade.
Wishing peace and love to all who are near. Christmas in July. Time, friends and family gather, hearts full of rhyme. Laughter fills the air as we celebrate. Christmas in July, it's never too late. Christmas in July.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, yes, friends, following those opening songs, we're back here and once again, and it's that time in the program to send out some very special Christmas in July edition dedications. First of all, for my beloved Mama Dawn today, it's going to be a song for her by none other than Tracy Byrd and his song called Christmas Like Mama Used to Make It. Then we'll send out a song in loving memory of my soulmate, the late, great Miss Velma, also forever known as Miss Jenny. In memory of her will be a Randy Travis song that I first heard in 2022 when I lost her, but it's going to be a song going to Miss Jenny, and it'll be White Christmas Makes Me Blue. Now, the 19th of this month would have marked our 6th anniversary, so I'd like to put that out in memory of her. And then we'll wrap up with a song that my good friends John and Kathy in Guelph, Ontario requested, and it's going to be a song that was none other than a Christmas-inspired song by the King of Canadian Country Music, Stompin' Tom Connors, and a song called Mr. Snowflake. With that, I would like to share that these are all dedicated to my dear friends and family, and I'd also like to welcome y'all into the program today. Happy listening, friends.
Seem a little bit old-fashioned, and it may not be the trend of the year, but let's take the store-bought feeling out of Christmas and have the kind that Mama held so dear. Let's not have a single pie if we can't make it. Sharpen up the axe to cut our tree. Let the little ones make all the decorations and get back to the way it used to be. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it, back before we all had it made. Let's spend time spending love instead of money. Take a sleigh ride back into the good old days, for it's there that lies the strength of our family. The good Lord intended it this way, so this year let's do our best not to fake it. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it. Let's call Uncle Ed to tune that old piano. It's been too long since we've all sang Silent Night. Let the rest of the world have it their way, but this year we're gonna do it right. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it, back before all had it made. Let's spend time spending love instead of money. Take a sleigh ride back into the good old days, for it's there that lies the strength of our family. The good Lord intended it this way, so this year let's do our best not to fake it. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it. Let's have Christmas like Mama used to make it.
I sent out season's greetings to all our same old friends. The tree is trimmed and in your favorite place. I decked the halls with holly, built a snowman in the lane. I sing jingle bells and a one-horse open sleigh. But white Christmas makes me blue. Every time I hear it play, I think of you. sad at Christmas time ain't right. I'm keeping our traditions, wishing you were here. Christmas Eve I still sing Silent Night. But white Christmas makes me blue. Every time I hear it play, I think of you. I remember all the good ones. Me blue. Oh, white Christmas makes me blue.
Strolling one bright morning in December. 'Twas the first time this year we saw the snow. I stopped to watch a little boy catch snowflakes, and to one great big snowdrop he whispered low, "Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day. Your soft white snowy blanket we go sliding, me and all the kids on our street, and even dear old Santa Claus is happy, 'cause snow don't hurt his tiny reindeer's feet. So please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day. Been hearing all big people sing of Christmas, and they hope that every Christmas will be white. So all your friends are welcome, Mr. Snowflake, and please don't let them melt away tonight. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas, because no one wants to see them melt away. Please, Mr. Snowflake, tell your friends to stay for Christmas. They will brighten up the world on Christmas Day.
Shoot. This is Murray McLaughlin. I'm the guy that wrote Farmer's Song. You're listening to The Way Back with my good friend, Johnny Woodlock.
Thanks for the meal. Here's a song that is real. From a kid from the city to you.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on The Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. It is once again that time to take our weekly trip up into the Ottawa Valley, the valley we call the Ottawa. With that, I would like to share some festive favorites on this Christmas in July, first of its edition. And first of all, we're going to send out some songs to our radio family in Eganville, Ontario, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margie, and all our listeners up the Valley Way. I would like to play an all-time most immortal an essential song of the Christmas spirit when it comes to the Ottawa Valley. That, of course, by none other than Wayne Rostad, who back in 1970s recorded an all-time Christmas favorite titled Christmas in the Valley. Then we'll send out a song to my good friends and radio mentor Vic and his wife Linda Mae Garbutt. For them today, it'll be a classic by Mr. Ottawa Valley himself, Mac Beattie and the Turkey's End. Just a reminder that Vic does his wonderful program every Sunday evening, 7 to 10 over CJHR Valley Heritage Radio. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than a hero in Canadian country music, Hank Rivers, also forever remembered as Henri LaRivière, and his classic, which was originally released in 1957, however, speaks more about this era we are living in today, in my opinion, than ever. And that is an old-time Christmas favorite titled The Christmas Dream. With that, I would like to say good day to all my Valley listeners up the Valley Way. Welcome in, friends, and yes, happy listening.
Sleigh bells ringing in the snow, kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. Christmas tree. We'll gather with our families, love in perfect harmony. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right when Santa children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. The silent dance of falling snow. Familiar songs on the radio. That's Christmas in the valley. In every town the church bells ring. In every home a young child dreams. In every heart the spirit sings. It's Christmas in the valley. Oh, the valley lights will shine so bright, all the world will be so right when Santa on that magic night comes to his children. There'll be sleigh bells ringing in the snow, and kissing neath the mistletoe. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley. Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
When I was just a little boy and Christmas came our way. We always had a turkey on our table Christmas Day. The family came to dinner for to dine and celebrate. And Pa, he carved the turkey up and passed around his plate. Now Pa and Ma had drumsticks, my brothers had the wings. My aunts and uncles had the breast, the white feet and good things. My sister Susie got the neck, and it was plain to see. The left there was some dressing, was the other end for me. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner, with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. On every Christmas day, this was my sorry lot. While others got the best of meat, this rear-end thing I got. Now I washed it down with scalding tea, and neath my breath I swore, when I grew up I'd never eat that gosh darn thing no more. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner, with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Well, I grew up and met a girl, and wedded we did get. Now we buy our Christmas turkey with our baby bonus check. My wife, she carries the turkey now, and you may well depend. My 13 kids get all the best, and I still get the end. Oh, we're having a Christmas turkey dinner, with dressing that melts right in your mouth. We're having a Christmas turkey dinner, but I always get the end that's going south. Yes, I always get the end that's going south.
It was Christmas Eve, and I had gone to bed with a troubled heart, for I was far from my loved ones. But as sleep overtook me, I was blessed with a beautiful dream. I dreamt that God looked down, and when he realized the fear and poverty his children were living in, he descended to earth, and he called a meeting of all the great leaders of every nation throughout the land. Now it was wonderful how he won the hearts of these giants of men, and they honored him as he led them along the pathway of life, teaching the ways of God and eternal peace. Then the invitation was given, and a wondrous sight was never before witnessed by mankind, as all men, regardless of color or creed, knelt as one in worship of the true Savior, begging forgiveness and asking the light to show them the way of righteousness. And all the nations laid aside their weapons of destruction, and the love and trust replaced the fear that no longer ruled in the hearts of man. Then the eyes of the Lord gave sight to the aimless wanderings of the children of God, and a true meaning was finally given to all mankind. Then suddenly, as it appeared, the wonderful scene faded, and as I awoke, tears filled my eyes, but a new hope and understanding filled my heart. Yes, hope for a more and better peaceful world, and a deeper love and understanding for the God who made it all possible. Each mortal must do his share, so I'm telling you the story of my dream, with the hope and understanding that it will help you as it helped me to see the peace and goodwill on earth is not impossible. And with the guidance of the Lord, all is not lost after all.
Please. This is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our Way Back Christmas in July, first of its official run. And that, of course, is a dear friend of mine. She works alongside Mrs. Claus and Santa a lot with writing books about them and is a true keeper of the Christmas spirit year-round. It is a true honor to welcome none other than Pamela McCall to our program today. During this interview, we'll talk about Pamela's many books that she has wrote on the history of Christmas and, of course, the Christmas spirit. So with that, we would like to welcome Pamela McCall to our program, and then we will follow with an all-time favorite of hers, as recorded by Gene Autry many years ago, titled, I Wish My Mom Would Marry Santa Claus. Here is our dear friend and a true historian on the Christmas subject, Pamela McCall.
Hi, nice to be here.
Yes, and it's a pleasure to have you back on the air. It's a little warmer at this time of year, but...
Yes, and it's fun to see everybody celebrating Christmas in July.
Exactly. So this seems to be a new thing, this Christmas in July for this year. I've heard of it before, but it seems to be more popular this year.
Well, I've been tracking it, and I agree with you. I think it's been around since about 1917.
Okay.
So they've been doing Christmas in July a long time. But I think you're right. There's more and more people taking it up now.
So let's go back to when and how your love for Christmas first got started.
Well, you know, it really started because I love Christmas, and I wanted to do something for children, and I was looking at a project, and I came upon Twas Night Before Christmas, and I thought, well, maybe I can change it and take the smoking out and make it more relevant for the 21st century. And
yes.
So that's really how I got going.
I see. And that was in 2012, or was it before then? Because I've heard, I remember when I was quite young, there was a campaign to take the smoking out of that poem as well.
Yeah, I did it in 2012 in a really big way.
Okay.
You know, I sort of went after it in a sort of an international level, and so I spent a lot of money, and I ended up getting, you know, massive media. I was on the cover of the National Post.
Oh, wow.
Page one and page two. You know, it was a really big story, because I took it on, and I took it on with a message. You know, I had a reason for doing it, and I argued my point, and I had a lot of pushback. You know, some very serious pushback.
Yes.
And so it attracted even more media, you know?
I see. How has it been taken out officially yet or not?
I did it, yeah, in 2012.
Oh,
I did
great.
It.
Great, yes.
Yeah, I did it, and I published the edition. So it's nice. It won, you know, 8 book awards, and it ended up being number one in American poetry on Amazon.com, my book.
Well, so, that's amazing. Yes, congratulations.
Yeah,
now, I understand, I know I interviewed you last year, and we first got together in 2023 for the 200th anniversary, but what does it mean, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, which was originally a visit from St. Nicholas? What's it mean to you that it's still here all these years later?
I think it's here because it's beautifully written.
Yes.
And it appeals to children so much because it was one of the first stories to really introduce Santa Claus as a jolly elf, but it also took out the naughty or nice concept and the birch and rod. So in The Children's Friend, which appeared in 1821, you have St. Nicholas coming with a wagon full of books with a reindeer, but he also brings a birch and rod to, you know, to beat upon naughty children or threaten naughty children. Twas is so kind and gentle. It's very benevolent in that everybody, there's no threat, right? And it actually specifically says there's nothing to dread.
True, so, very true.
It's very, very loving and kind, and it's exciting.
Exactly.
And it's magical, right? So
exactly.
That's why it's lasted the ages. I mean, that because a little 3-year-old, 4-year-old loves it, right?
That's right, exactly. It's very much the same as the biblical, where the Old Testament is all fire and brimstone, and then today's, the newer Testament is a little bit more calm, in my opinion.
Well, sort of the basic Christian concept of benevolence and non-judgment, right?
Exactly.
That it's not onto us.
Yes.
You know, I think that's the big piece. I also think the reason it's lived, or, you know, been enjoyed for, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 generations of children, is the fact that it's read to a child at a very young age, usually at this wonderful time of the year,
Yes.
By someone they love. So a grandparent, a parent, a teacher, somebody close to them. And it's this experience of reading this poem and this, you know, I think warmth that's sort of, you know, exudes from people around them. I know I read it to my granddaughter and it's just, it's this lovely experience.
Yes.
And so people love to read it to the next generation. And so it becomes this legacy of, oh, my grandfather read it to me, or oh, my father, or my mother read
it. And it becomes Christmas to a lot of people.
It becomes Christmas, exactly.
So tell us about the two books that you have authored.
Well, there's Twas the Night, which is the art and history of the classic Christmas poem. And I spent 10 years working on that book, collecting all the art and researching all the stories of Christmas, mainly from a Twas the Night for a Christmas point of view, but it goes into, you know, Washington Irving and Dickens and everybody else.
Okay.
And then my other book, which is coming out September 20th, which is super exciting.
Yes.
This is actually the first interview I've done.
Thank you.
Is Wondrous Mrs. Claus. And it's a literary and pictorial review of the character. So I'm the first person to ever write an extensive literary and art history of this character who arrives in America in 1849. And so I went back and I found as many of the stories as I could, and I found the art for them, and I republished this, you know, I republished them and did a chronology of this character, who's an amazing character. And
yes, she is. Very much underappreciated compared to Santa Claus.
Yeah. I agree. And there's been periods in time, like the 1870s, when she was very prolific. Like, there were lots of stories about her. She was flying around in the sleigh and taking up naughty elves and doing all kinds of things in the 1870s.
I see.
And then we kind of lost her for a bit, and now she's back. So much time with the character. I wrote another book too. It's coming out. It's called What Would Mrs. Claus Do? So it's a little inspirational book.
Oh, nice.
And I wrote that based on the genre of what would Dolly Parton do, what would Audrey Hepburn do, what would Grace Kelly do.
Okay.
And it was more of an interview and sort of a question answer with Mrs. Claus.
Yes.
But it was through the process of doing that book that I really got to know the essence of this character, to really think about what does she stand for, how does she operate, how does she think and act, you know?
Exactly.
And I came away, you know, really falling in love with Mrs. Claus. I mean, she's just the best of all of them.
Yes, she is,
amazing.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And like I say, Santa got all the attention over the years, but it's nice to see somebody like you taking on the Mrs. Claus and making her aware to the public.
Right. And I think, too, it's really important that people understand this character doesn't, just like Santa Claus, they're not looking for accolades and they're not looking for praise. And
that's right.
They're not competing with one another.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this as benevolent acts of generosity.
And love.
Anonymous to a point.
Exactly.
I mean, they're just about kindness and goodness and love. They're not about needing to be thanked. You know,
that's true. Very true. Yeah.
You know, I sort of, when I was writing this last book, I was thinking, when was the last time I did something like gave somebody $100 and didn't ask for a thank you or didn't look
well,
for a
thank
you? Well,
this is true.
You know?
That's right.
When was the last time I did something that was anonymously generous?
When was the last time any of us did it? Exactly. Yes, for sure. So, Twas the Night Before Christmas. Would you say that was where the Santa Claus his appearance came from down through the last, say, 200 plus years?
I do. I think so.
Yes.
Because he's a tiny little elf, jolly little character. He's lovely. You know, he's really, really fun.
Yes.
And I think that's a big piece of it. And I think the early illustrations by people like F.O.C. Darley in the 18th, all of those illustrations are lovely. And I think they kind of cemented it. But then I think, as we all know, Thomas Nast comes along and kind of changes it again, makes him, it keeps listening. Again, he sort of introduces things back into the story from before it was.
Yeah.
So kind of interesting. Thomas Nast is a really interesting study.
And somewhere in there was also the Coca-Cola Santa Claus commercials that came along too.
Sure. And, you know, I always like to say that Coca-Cola, you know, gave Santa Claus a global media tour.
Exactly.
Massive reach, right? With this jolly, happy, you know, red-suited character. And I wish he had included Mrs. Claus in the Coca-Cola campaign.
Yes, that would have been good, too. Yes, exactly.
Instead, they went the way of Sprite, right?
Yes, Sprite. That's true.
So they didn't do Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm. So what is your thoughts on the fact that the Clauses, in some ways, are taking a backseat to, like, say, the Grinch? I find the Grinch is becoming very popular in today's world.
Well, and Elf on the Shelf.
Yes.
You know, that I find kind of sad, but I'm not a big fan of that. I don't think that this whole, you know, keeping tabs on you, it's I'm much more to self-regulation, so I don't really... There's so much that comes out every year, because that's just the nature of, you know, our marketplace, that every year there's, like, I think there's 17 or 2,000 books come out in America every single day.
Yes, there is, I'd imagine, so, if not more.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Right, so it's a matter of... But Twas is still, you know, it's still so popular. It still makes, you know, the top 10 lists of Christmas books children read. It's been translated into every language. It's available in Braille. And I think it's kind of on all of us who love it to make sure it's read.
And you know, carried on.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
And sometimes people change some of the words to make it more accessible, and I'm okay with that if you want to do that. You know, there's so many versions of Twas too. I mean, there's a pirate version, the guinea pig version, there's a, you know, Cajun version, there's there's so many different versions of it.
Is there a Canadian version of it?
Oh, is there a Canadian version of it? Don't know that, actually.
Okay.
Don't know.
Because I know in different parts of the world, even Santa Claus, he has different animals pull a sleigh, so yes.
Right. Yes. The root of the kangaroo.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So, yes. So let's go back into the Christmas in July topic for a minute. Where you said it was 1917 that this originated.
Yes.
What is the history behind it, if I may ask?
It started, from what I understood, it started when people who had to work over the Christmas holidays, so like waiters or waitresses or different positions, maybe a train conductor, people who had to work, they thought, well, why don't we do it in 6 months July, and that way we can celebrate Christmas. I think also in Australia there was a bit of a tradition of it because of the weather, right? The change in weather. Mm-hmm. So I think that, I haven't looked into that enough, but that's possible. But it was really to give people who have to work Christmas a Christmas.
Okay.
That was okay. And then there was a film that came out in 1940 called Christmas in July that was with Dick Powell, very popular. So that kind of popularized it.
Okay.
And then there was a camp in North Carolina that started a tradition of doing it while their campers were there in 1933.
Oh, wow.
So it sort of starts, you know, in different places.
So at the turn of the century, more or less, then.
Yeah, 1917 is kind of... But then Rudolph and Frosty, the TV children's cartoon, 1979, kind of made it really popular too, right?
Yes, it did.
So many of these things, it's like it takes a literary work or a film or something or a commercial something to sort of get the ball rolling, right?
True.
And so the 1940 film, I guess, with Dick Powell probably is the most significant cultural, you know. Sort
and was
of,
there not a song called Christmas in July, or am I thinking of Christmas in Killarney?
No, I think there is. Okay. I thought there was a silent film, but I can't find it.
Okay.
I've seen it, and I don't know why I can't find it, but I was looking for it going, where did it go? And AI said there's no such thing, but I think there is.
Well, there must be, but if we ever find it or not is a different thing, yes, for sure.
Yes.
So I know also that many people have recited Twas the Night over the years. Who are some of your favorites?
Well, my favorite is, there's one with King Charles and Camilla.
Okay.
And Daniel Craig and Maggie Smith.
Yes.
That's really fun to watch. I think they've all had some sherry and they're all giggling.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's quite funny, especially Prince Charles. But my favorite two editions have to be the one that's in the Canadian collection. It's the oldest edition of Twas that exists in the world. It's on watermark paper from 1824. It's the oldest one we know of.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's written in the hand of Mary O'Dell, the daughter of Jonathan O'Dell from New Brunswick.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think that's probably the most fascinating copy of Twas that I know of.
Yes. And it's probably and the oldest one that's still in existence.
It is.
Yes.
It is the oldest. And there's a long story about how it ended up in a Canadian collection and how it's a Canadian artifact, right? So
yes.
I think that's really fun.
Yes.
Jonathan O'Dell was Clement Clark Moore's godfather. He was an American spy for the British, and he ended up having to run away to England and never came back to America, and then got posted in Canada. The O'Dells are very big, historically a very important family in New Brunswick.
Okay.
But we found that in the archives not that long ago.
Oh, nice.
So that was really interesting.
I see. So tell us a little bit about the new book you've got out. Where can our listeners purchase it? I know you're going to have a great Christmas season with it.
Yes, I hope so. It's going to be on, as of September 20th, it's on Amazon, and it will be in Indigo and Barnes & Noble and everywhere else. But it'll also be, I'm in Markham, I'm coming to Ontario to the big Christmas event in November at Markham.
Nice.
And I'll be autographing my books there, which will be really fun. So I haven't done a lot in that area. I usually spend all my time in America.
Okay.
I'm a Canadian, but I tour in America because, well, number one, it's a bigger market, and number two, it's an American poem. Their history, like, they have museums everywhere, and it's lovely to see when you're a historian, to see museums supported by the public. So in our country, museums are more of a government-run, you know, funded, not-for-profit. In America, they're very much part of communities.
Oh, is that right?
And people, okay. Yes. And people volunteer at their local community. They do the gardening. They do lots. And they have real pride in their museums, especially in New England. So it's really fun to meet with all these people who have a real affinity for their particular museum. And
well, with that, I would love to get you back on the air at some point closer to Christmas to promote your books. Right now, in closing the interview for today, what song can I play for you from the Christmas collection?
Well, I'm very partial to the Jean Audrey song, Santa, Will You Date My Mother?
Yes. And it's
really
a great one.
I like that song.
Exactly.
It's not overplayed.
No, it's not. It's underplayed, if anything. Exactly. As a lot of his stuff is, sadly, anymore. Yes.
Thank you.
Good day. And Merry Christmas in July, by the way.
Merry Christmas in July to you, too. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Christmas bells were ringing, everyone was gay. The children were all singing when I heard a curly top say, oh, I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd be in the family. I'd like him round, you see, to help my mommy decorate the Christmas tree. I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then I know he would always stay. And we could always play with the toys I get on Christmas Day. All the year I know he's very busy, shining Rudolph's nose up bright. Maybe I could help him keep it shiny for that very important night. Oh, I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd stay in the family. And it would always be like Christmas every day for me. My mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd be in the family. I'd like him round, you see, to help my mommy decorate the Christmas tree. I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then I know he would always stay. And we could always play with the toys I get on Christmas Day. All the year I know he's very busy, shining Rudolph's nose up bright. Maybe I could help him keep it shiny for that very important night. Oh, I wish my mom would marry Santa Claus, then he'd stay in the family. And it would always be like Christmas every day for me.
Well, come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the final finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit SpencervilleFair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, board, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
Now, friends, following that first visit with Pamela McCall, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny program. And it's once again time to turn back the years to the golden age of vinyl and long play 33 and a third LP records. With that mentioned, I would like to salute an all-time Christmas classic, Blast from the Vinyl Past. But first of all, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that vinyl vault door is wide open, let's turn back the years to the golden era of Christmas music and country music as well, as we celebrate our first Christmas in July here at the Way Back. And with that mentioned, I would like to turn back the years to a man who sadly passed away 61 years ago this week on July 31st, 1964, Gentleman Jim Reeves, who was all of 40 years old, tragically died in a plane crash in Davidson County, Tennessee, way back in 1964. Alongside his business partner and manager, Dean Manuel. Now, in honor of Gentleman Jim, I would like to remember him today with an all-time favorite Christmas song that, to me, is one of the greatest songs that ever came out of the Christmas music of country music. And that, of course, is called An Old Christmas Card. This is played off the original 12 Songs of Christmas album, which was released, yes, many Christmases ago. So turn this up as we remember the legendary Gentleman Jim Reeves.
It's the
There's an old Christmas card in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories dear to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn. When I found it neath our first Christmas tree, I thrill with every word, every line. Guess I'm always sentimental from this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas.
You know, I don't know why I get to feeling sentimental about this time every year. But every time I see a Christmas card, I somehow can't help reminiscing about the very first Christmas that you and I spent together. Beautiful Christmas Eve that year. Why, I know you must have looked through thousands of cards to find that wonderful poem that still brings a tear to my eye.
I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's the memory of an old Christmas card.
But yes, I do hope y'all enjoyed that classic by Gentleman Jim Rees. And once again, we have reached the end of another hour here at Way Back with Johnny. It is once again time to pay tribute to the gospel songs of old. And as we celebrate Christmas in July 2025, I would like to pay tribute to a gospel-inspired song by none other than the legendary Tennessee Plowboy, as he was often referred to, or Mr. Cattle Call himself as well, Mr. Eddie Arnold. And you know, it's quite sad how anymore you never hear this man's voice on the radio, but I would like to rectify that right now with remembering the legendary Eddie Arnold and one of his all-time favorite Christmas songs titled One Christmas Eve Long Ago. Now, I will be back following this on the other side of the second hour of Way Back with Johnny show, and I'd just like to wish everybody a happy day and welcome y'all into the Way Back with Johnny.
Could see there were no presents, there was no tree. From the sky there came a glow, one Christmas Eve long ago. No shopping mall, no flashing lights, just one big star to fill the night. The light of love began to grow one Christmas Eve. So long ago, that's how I feel. So much more than silver and more than gold, so far beyond mere words to say, the gift of love was ours on that first Christmas day. No decoration, fancy lights, he came in silence on that holy night. That's how it was, somehow I know, one Christmas Eve long ago. No decorations that I could see, there were no presents, there was no tree. That's how it was, somehow I know, one Christmas Eve.
Watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus.
Hey Johnny, Santa Claus here wishes your many listeners at the Way Back with Johnny a very Merry Christmas in July. Keep playing that great country music and I'll be seeing you very soon.
Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we're back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.osherox.com. I'd like to once again invite y'all into the first annual Way Back with Johnny Christmas in July celebration here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where we are recorded weekly on the shores of St. Lawrence Seaway of Cornwall, Ontario. I would also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the historic airways at CFRC 1019 FM from the heart of downtown downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Ontario, Canada. We can also be heard via our home on the internet at DurhamCountysOshawaRocks.com, where this program is uploaded every Saturday. And we can also be found on YouTube on demand at Way Back with Johnny Woodlock on YouTube anytime by searching our YouTube channel. As I welcome y'all into the second hour of this weekend's program, I'd like to invite y'all into Yes, Christmas in July, our first edition for 2025. With that mentioned, it is also the last weekend in July, and that means the 28th of the month. Now, yesterday, July 27th in 1920, Homer of Homer and Jethro family